We're just concluding our Bord an Óg presentation night here. Great night, a huge turnout of children and parents and club members. And we had special guest Donal Vaughan, our club player and All-Star nominee last year, and Young Player of the Year Killian O'Connor from Ballintubber, who has obliged us for the second time this year. Indeed, he turned out at a previous function we had as well, and we're delighted that Killian could make it as well. Our under-8s, 10s and 12s all received medals for participating in our coaching and blitzes last year, and we also had presentation of county medals to our under 14, under 16 and under 18 teams. The under 14s won the under 14 B championship, the under 16s won the under 16 B championship, and the minors won the summer B league beating Kilcommon in the final. Our under 14s of course as well won the South Mayo B championship as well. And the award, individual award winners at under 14, we had Player of the Year Peter Butler and Most Dedicated Player of the Year Pierce Jennings. At under 16, Player of the Year James Murphy and Most Dedicated Player Damien Joyce. And Minor Player of the Year David Murphy and Most Dedicated Player Peter Finnerty, who was also the team captain. We also honoured in Hall of Fame Michael Kane, who of course was the driving force behind football in Ballinrobe CBS and later Clonliffen National School, both schools during his time producing huge numbers of players to wear the Ballinrobe colours. And Michael, who has served the club as chairman, secretary, senior manager, and by my reckoning has managed every team in the club, was honoured by the club for his contribution to underage football, and a very popular winner as well, because it's widely acknowledged that the service of the schools to our underage teams over the years has been enormous. We were also joined by our club president, Tony Walken, and the gathering was addressed by the Bord an Óg chairman, Kevin Gilrain, and club chairman, Tom Kearney. And as I said, we were delighted with the huge numbers of players and parents and family members who turned up tonight, and great enthusiasm for underage football in Ballinrobe at the moment, and long may that continue. And of course, the club wished Tony Vaughan and Killian O'Connor every success with club and county throughout 2012.